The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends, Thursday, January the 26th. I've got Val Gurman with us, the Central Missouri Astronomical Association, and we've got a pretty interesting segment. Welcome back to Radio Friends, Val.
Glad to be here.
Now, we're going to try to describe with words, paint a picture with words as much as we can for the radio, but to really get the full benefit of this segment, you need to watch it on the internet. Go to kbia.org. Then click on programs, and when that comes up, click on Paul Pepper and watch the vodcast of this, because we've got some really outstanding pictures to show you.
It really works.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to the first one. And Val, for the ones listening right now, explain what we're looking at.
Well, encouraging people to go out tonight works really well. Actually, the next three nights, the moon is going to be very close to Venus, the planet Venus.
Okay.
And this image is of the night sky about 7 o'clock tonight looking due west.
So tonight, Thursday, January 26th, you're going to see the moon close to Venus.
Right. Very, very pretty combination. And for the next couple of nights, they will be close enough that they make a very striking combination. Driving down I-70 toward Kansas City, there it will be right in front of you. And they're both brilliant objects. You can't miss them.
Okay.
And very nice combination.
If you're watching on the web, there's a diagram. Now, the second image that we have, this picture was taken by you.
Right. I shot this from my backyard in December. The last time, or the time before last, the moon came close to Venus. And this picture was taken like a little bit later than when they were closest. But they are so bright, they show up even in twilight.
Yeah.
And you can see that what's called the Earth shine. You'll notice that the moon actually, there's the bright crescent part, and then the rest of the moon is like got a ghostly glow.
Yeah, and that's the Earth shine.
That's the Earth shine caused by the Earth. You'll see that too.
Now, the third image is in the western sky.
Right. February 8th. We're going to be, Laws Observatory will be open again in February, and our second Wednesday, which is February 8th, Venus and the planet Uranus will be very close together, and so close together they'll fit in the same telescope field, and you'll have this really cool conjunction.
So when you look at it through the telescope, you're going to see both of them together.
In the same field, and if you have a pair of binoculars, Venus is the bright thing in the southwest, you can't miss it. On like February 8, 9, 10, if you look up there at Venus with your binoculars, you'll see a bluish star right next to it. That's the planet Uranus.
Okay.
And that doesn't happen very often. They get that close.
Yeah.
To where they're almost touching.
Okay. And we've got a good diagram of it. Watch this on the web. The next picture that's up is of the telescope.
This is the 16-inch, our big telescope at Laws. We'll be open again starting on February 1st, every Wednesday, 8 to 10. And the telescope does a great job on Venus, on the planets, the moon, and also on things like the Orion Nebula.
It's all free.
It's all free.
It's all free. You come up and take a look at it, and you'd be amazed at what you're able to see.
The winter is can be the best viewing, definitely.
You know what's amazing is when even looking at the moon through a pair of binoculars, let alone a telescope. We bought a telescope several years ago, and looking at the moon, it's amazing what you see, the craters that you see. You see shadows on the moon.
And the moon is always interesting, and when it's paired up with another object, it gets even more interesting. And a pair of binoculars will show, for instance, this Earth shine, which will be visible the next couple, 3 days. It's very striking once you're looking for it.
Yeah, yeah. And when I was looking at the moon through a telescope, it almost looked like there were roads or canals on the surface of the moon.
Well, they're called rills, and they look exactly like artificial constructs.
And you see the shadows, too, which are amazing. Okay, the next picture that we have is?
This is Jupiter. I have a friend in Florida who has a telescope almost exactly like one of the ones we have at Laws. He took this picture about a month ago. Mm-hmm. This is the way Jupiter looks. This view, believe it or not, we can show you just about this view through the telescope.
Wow. And there's a spot. There's a spot on
Jupiter. Jupiter always has some dark spots. Now, the red spot's not in this picture, but it's over on the very far left, the red spot. There's always some interesting detail on Jupiter. Never
can
the
you,
same.
When you're looking at Jupiter through the telescope, do you see motion of those spots or not?
For instance, if you came up at 8 o'clock, looked at Jupiter at 8 o'clock, what we do is we kind of go around the sky and come back to it about every hour.
Mm-hmm. You can tell a difference.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It rotates that fast. In an hour, you can tell that these spots have changed their position.
Go ahead. The next picture is of the Orion Nebula.
Right. Now, this is kind of the way the Orion Nebula would look in binoculars, almost really exactly. I took this picture also about a month ago, and that fuzzy spot there at lower center, it looks like a bird almost.
Okay.
Kind of
how many stars are in the Orion Nebula?
In the nebula itself, several dozen, actually, in the telescope. There's four big bright ones called the trapezium that a binocular will show. And those are kind of buried in that very brightest spot there.
Yeah.
And you can actually see that with your eye, right below the Sword of Orion.
Well, if you take a pair of binoculars on a clear evening and you look up, just point it up at the sky, it's amazing the other stars, the extra stars that come into view through the binoculars that you cannot see with the naked eye.
Literally thousands of
them. Yeah.
And Galileo commented on this when he built the first telescope. Where did all these stars come from?
Yeah.
That were not
and
there
sometimes
before.
There are even things up there that you can't explain when you're looking at.
You never know what you might see.
No, you don't.
You'd be surprised.
The next image is what?
This is a close-up of the Orion Nebula taken by my brother down in Jeff City, Farrell.
Mm-hmm.
He has this is taken from right in town. This new technology, you can shoot
that's
from
beautiful.
Anywhere.
Go look at this on the web on kbia.org. And we're almost out of time. The eighth image is?
This is the galaxy Messier 33, the pinwheel galaxy. We can show this from down at Laws.
And can you see it looking like this picture?
Well, you'll see like a ghostly glow of that. You can see it looks like an octopus. You can see those arms in our telescope.
So what size telescope was this picture taken
This from? Was taken with a 6-inch aperture telescope. A relatively small, but it's a digital image that's assembled from about an hour and a half's worth of exposures.
Okay, that's beautiful.
Josh Hufford and Jeff City took that. Josh Hufford and Jeff City took this. One of my favorite all time, this is the Bubble Nebula. And if you look right above the radio and radio fringe, you'll see what looks like a bubble.
Mm-hmm.
That's a star has exploded there, and that's the shockwave from an exploding star.
Okay. Go to kbia.org, click on programs, and click on Paul Pepper, and watch this segment. The video is just beautiful. Val Gurman, thank you so much. Don't forget, you're opening up for the public again in February.
February 1st, and every Wednesday thereafter.
And it's free of charge, university campus, Laws Observatory.
Physics building, absolutely.
Okay. Val Gurman, thank you so much for coming by. Pleasure having you here.
Thanks for having me.
Our show directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Will Claggett. And our assistant producer, guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. See ya. Bye-bye.